Honestly, I'll take the British over the French. The French, dude. Pretty much that's what all you guys are. You're French.
That's only in Quebec. I went to...
I figured you would like the French.
Me?
Yeah.
Why? The French don't like the French.
Because you love soup.
And?
They love soup over there.
That doesn't matter.
French onion soup.
Portugal loves soup.
Come on, dude.
Portugal loves freaking sardines, too. That's what I'm about.
Really like
I'm about Portugal.
Okay.
Portugal, the best sardines in the world are made in Portugal.
Soup
that
and sardines.
That is true, actually. I will double confirm that.
What's wrong with you?
Sometimes it's real bad.
Why?
When someone does a hot you can feel the heat.
Why is this how we're opening up today?
Because this is what we were talking about.
You just blast air around a turd?
Well, that's how a fart works. There's turd that's working out, and there's just gases being released, and it's just like, I got to get out of here, and it's just moving around a big old turd or a pocket of diarrhea, whatever you've got going on.
How does the air move around a pocket of diarrhea?
Know, dude, ask a doctor.
Sometimes it doesn't, and you shit yourself.
Sometimes it doesn't, and then you shit.
Oh, God. Yep. We're already here. Well, I'm having a kill cliff today.
Good. Drinking that orange kush.
Because you said I could have sugar. I haven't had sugar in all week.
Yeah. Well, it's vital. At
Are
least
you sure?
A certain amount of sugar. Yes. If you want to be hydrated, yes.
I drink so much water.
Water will hydrate you, but it's like hours and hours.
Listen, I'm healthy now.
Yeah, that's great. I can tell, but like...
can you tell?
It's because you look great. So... But to get the real hydration when you need it fast, you got to have a little bit of sugar.
A little bit of sugar.
Yeah.
Is this true?
I have absolutely no idea.
Oh, we got to bring that mic a little closer.
Yeah, there we go.
Now I know.
We're in frat world now.
Yeah, okay. Frat introduction.
There.
Yeah. The tilt. Yeah. It was the tilt.
The tilt.
It's hey, big boy.
Hi. Now it's looking at you.
Yeah.
There's a reason you're in the seat that you're in.
Yeah.
Do you understand that?
With no desk or a cool
No, that's
chair.
Not what we're talking about. There's a reason why you're in this room today.
What is this?
Because we wanted to bring on a guest that possibly has the world record of kicking the hell out of the most horses.
It is true.
You have beat up more horses than any human on the planet.
Okay, yeah, a lot of animals.
Yeah.
A lot of sharks.
Yeah.
Rhinos. You've fought a rhino.
That's true.
100%. You've fought bears. You've fought multiple bears.
Yeah. Live footage as well.
You're the only person to survive fighting a polar bear in which you initiated the attack.
That's true.
Yeah, some people frown on it, but we love it.
People that frown on it, you know, like at the end of the day, you see the footage.
Peter,
I was standing on that iceberg by myself.
Yeah,
and here the polar bear comes up to me. I mean, what am I going to do?
Yeah, but you initiated the violence.
That is true. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I flipped it off.
Yeah.
And PETA has a bounty, a 7-figure bounty on your head.
Honestly, PETA gets tagged in my posts all the time. And they commented on it once, and they said, guys, can you please stop tagging us in this stuff?
Should keep tagging PETA.
Yeah, and I commented back saying, how dare you insult my live footage work? This is why nobody takes you seriously.
Yeah. PETA gets fucking bodied on.
Yeah.
I mean, PETA freaking gets bodied on.
It's great.
See, I'm trying to be good for monetization, Dave. Don't look at me like that.
Yeah.
I rewound.
Yeah.
I didn't look at you at all.
I rewound.
Did we give him too much sugar?
it's just going straight in. He's hydrated as hell over here. Dude. I'm so hydrated. I can feel it.
Yeah, PETA gets bodied on me.
Yeah, it's great.
They do.
Twitter is real funny for them.
And it sucks. It does make you laugh. Like, I've seen some of the stuff they post on Instagram. It's like a super serious video about an endangered animal. Yeah. And then you go to the comments and it's like a firing squad, man.
Yeah.
They're
talking about how they would cook it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and PETA also kills like domestic animals like fucking wholesale.
Oh,
like
gosh.
They kill more than like most shelters combined.
Yeah, see, I don't know nothing about that. PETA. I just fight wildlife.
Where does PETA kill? I mean, I think you're thinking of, are you thinking of like vegans and people that are part of PETA and their actions are responsible for essentially millions of animal lives lost? I mean, what's PETA executing?
Like dogs and cats.
They
take them in and they barely even try to get them adopted. They're just like, oh, it's off the street. Put it down.
I didn't know PETA put anything down.
I didn't either.
I mean, can we confirm this? I might be talking out of my ass.
Let's confirm this.
What the fuck is this guy talking about? PETA has murder factories.
Murder factories. Yeah. All over the country. Okay, mostly in Detroit.
Yeah.
The PETA shelter, you mean murder factory.
This is
where they...
PETA-sponsored murder factory.
They just have fans that they have taped hammers to, and they just...
skull crusher?
And they
God, that's violent.
Yeah, and they just send the cats and dogs in there, dude.
Like, could you imagine... could you imagine if we... Like imagine if, like Caterpillar was contracted by the government... to build some sort of heavy piece of machinery that killed people. Like, what would that look like? Like, if it had a giant, like, spiked wheel on the front, almost like a steamroller, but it was lifted off the ground, so it spun really fast.
Well, they already have
that.
And
you would just run that into people.
They have that.
What?
Yeah, it's literally just a giant, like, drum that spins with huge, like, pointy bolts on it. And they use that to grind trees to nothing. Like, have you seen the way they drive up to the tree grinders.
Like, yeah, but now imagine, though, that it's that's for vertical.
Yeah.
So now you need outward. So imagine a crowd, you know, a riot or a parade, if you will, and you're just going like this, and it's just...
I'd prefer a wrecking ball with spikes.
Yeah, that'd be cool,
but
too.
But you've got a lot of leeway in there because it's
okay. Well, then
like,
you could get a contraption, like hydraulic walls come out and they trap people in there, and then the last one that doesn't get hit, they can leave.
Yeah,
but yeah, just to tell
okay,
people
I found
about
proof
it.
Now.
What is the proof?
So at least this is just Virginia in 2022. PETA took in 2,886. animals and euthanized 2,130 of them, which puts them at a 74% euthanization rate.
Yeah, this is
compared to all Virginia agencies combined, their euthanization rate is 8.
PETA loves them animals, dude.
They love them so much, dude.
Yeah. Everybody's full of shit.
Yeah.
Dude.
Their kill death ratio is really impressive.
Yeah,
70%. PETA's pro.
They love animals.
Call of Duty.
Yeah,
yeah. They love animals so much. They're like, let's get these things to heaven, man.
Let's send them up.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Let's get them off the streets and into the clouds.
Yep.
What a bunch of clowns.
Yeah.
Those clowns. They got a big. That's where their headquarters is in Norfolk, Virginia.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's right on a river. You know, we've looked into this because we wanted to rent a bunch of barges and hold a big barbecue right out on the river, you know, and then we'd have big fans like that one in there just blowing the barbecue into headquarters. What do you think?
And they're just like looking through the windows, like twisting cat heads and like dogs.
Yeah, they're like just looking at us like, we're busy. We're busy. We don't like that smell.
We hate that smell. Just snapping animals in half. What the fuck? This is even scarier.
Well, this is your first time in Texas.
It is. 100%.
What do you think?
Actually, wait, nope. I was in before. You can look at that live footage video as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But other, this is like the first like time I've been in here in 4K. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? 4K. Yeah,
4K. Yeah. But no, this is my first time.
What's the first impression?
Of Texas? I want to move here. Already. It's been three days.
I'm sorry, but every Texan's saying we got to keep you Californians out.
Oh, no. Yeah, I've only been here for about 3 days.
Yeah.
It's the third day. Yeah, it's nice.
No, your free trial is almost up. It gets real after 7.
That's okay. 100%.
Then you unlock the whole every level.
Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah, dude. Then you get issued a couple of guns.
Then they give you guns.
Yeah exactly.
Yeah, there's like a... the gunman, he shows up and he's got this big truck with barrels on it.
Mm-hmm.
And he just wheels you out one barrel and he unlatches it with a ratchet strap, which is one of those tightening things like an oil barrel, mm-hmm. and kicks it open, full of guns.
Does it come with a Whataburger?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a separate truck
full of Whataburger.
Comes with a barrel full of Whataburger.
Yeah. You're like, you moved to Texas? Here's all your guns. Here's your Whataburger.
And to start you off, it's your first month.
And I was just kidding. You're not from California. Where are you from?
I am from Canada. Did you have him convinced the whole time I was from California?
No. Yep.
No. Yeah.
I was like, because I swear I've told him like 8 times.
No, we couldn't tell. You sound like you're from California. It
sounds like California.
Yeah, it sounds like California.
Does it?
No.
Yeah, I was going to say.
What got you into fighting animals?
I just like watching a lot of wildlife programs, mm-hmm. and I just thought to myself, like,
I want
to
beat their ass.
Yeah, I thought. I just sat there and I saw this little raccoon and I thought,
oh, fucking.
Yeah. That little punk ass bitch.
Yeah.
Punch right through
you. Yeah. It's probably took my watch. Yeah. That's where my watch went. I haven't found it in a while. It's probably that raccoon. Yeah.
I did one video, like the content I made before was completely different, but I did one video where somebody asked, what's the biggest animal you can fight barehanded? Oh, grizzly bear. And then I just did the video where I like RKO'd it onto a bed of spikes from what, top of a tree or something like that. And it took off. And then I thought, the people want me to beat up animals. I'll beat up every animal possible. Mm-hmm. And then it just kind of went from there. And then people needed help with other things, you know, like getting back from space with no spacesuit while you're trapped in a Tesla. So I ordered the most expensive camera I could find, went up to space and shot that. So
yeah.
Pretty standard.
What camera
stuff.
Did you end up with?
Sorry?
What camera did you end up with?
I don't know. My PR team took care of that. I didn't look into anything like that. It's a space camera, okay? Yeah. It's probably NASA or Tesla or
it's a Tesla like, camera, yeah. probably.
Like a NASA.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Makes sense. That adds up.
RKO'd a bear into a bed of spikes. Now, have you ever lost a cameraman?
No. No, absolutely not. I normally just put the camera on my eagle and it flies around and follows
it's
me.
It's out there. Yeah. We apologize for the ringing that's really loud.
That's okay.
Yeah, he's got an old dial phone outside.
Who knows? It was installed yesterday.
Who put that
There's
dial
just
phone?
Too many people around here. Look. No, so you've never lost a cameraman?
No.
I see. That's where I would think like that would be a very high death-defying job because you know how to fight these big animals, but your cameraman don't.
Well, I always say, you know, just stay 50 feet away at all times, right? And when we shot the space video, the camera guy did have a spacesuit, so that was not an issue.
And you beat them, you kill the animals pretty quick, so.
Sometimes, like the polar bear I drowned, like that took a while. They can hold their breath like 10 minutes or something ridiculous like that.
Damn, you just
actually,
gotta,
I just looked that up. Polar bears, the longest, I think, was like 4 minutes and some seconds. Their average breath holding is like 2 minutes.
That's odd.
Yeah, it's not much.
Like,
you think
2 minutes
it'd be
is still a pretty long
breath.
Yeah,
you think it'd be longer because that's what they do.
What, just hold their breath?
Yeah, they're just going under killing penguins and things.
Is that what they do? They eat penguins?
Seals?
Oh, yeah. They eat seals.
Oh, yeah, they love it. They eat it all, dude. If they can catch it, they'll eat it.
I don't think a polar bear and a penguin exist in the same
penguins, ecosystem. Penguins are Antarctica.
But if they had the chance.
Yeah.
Oh, they munch anything. Oh, polar bears will eat anything. They're the worst parents. The moms are good. The dads are the worst.
Yeah.
Worst
yeah,
parents like, ever. Oh,
I'm pretty hungry.
We
got a couple babies? All right, we just need one.
Maybe they don't even leave one.
No, it's like, I ate the last one. Well, see ya.
I guess we can have sex again. And we don't have any kids, so looks like we can have sex more. Awesome. Win-win.
Wow. I should eat these kids more often.
That's a pretty smart dad.
Yeah, really.
The kids are loud. We can't have sex because of the kids. I'm hungry.
I eat the kids.
Eat the kids. They're not around anymore, so we can have sex. And now my tummy's full. That's really good logic.
Yeah, I really wish you made like the life cycle of a polar bear and that was it. Like, how do they grow up?
They run away from home.
It's polar bear logic.
They have to run away from home.
Polar bear logic, eat the kids.
Yeah. Every polar bear that has grown to full size is an orphan. And that's how it's worked out. They have to run away from home.
They have to run away from home.
Or they have to kill their dad.
And that's going to be tough.
That's work, dude.
Unless you're getting trained.
Yeah, exactly.
By Dylan.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, that was cold, too. I just wore shorts.
Yeah, dude.
When that happened, so... That was good.
Has any made it look easy, UFC though. Fighters reached out to you to like ask for like training tips?
Yeah, George St. Pierre. Actually, no, I'm kidding.
That would make sense.
I love GSP.
I mean, if they're like, dude, you can beat up a polar bear. Like,
I have a good amount of MMA guys that have messaged me like, oh man, your stuff's funny and everything like that. Dalton Rasta, Bellator.
Yeah.
Johnny Eblen, middleweight champion in Bellator as well. And I have a bunch of guys from the Pro Fighter League. Yeah. There's been a couple UFC guys that have like commented, but I don't really speak to any. I speak to mostly the PFL or the Bellator guys. And
well, yeah, the UFC guys want to up their game. That's what I'm saying. Get on the phone.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Dude.
But I've done a few videos with them. And it's fun. It was a cool way to open up that world to me. I've always been a combat sports fan, so to have my content be able to open that door for me is awesome.
Do you think you'll ever try and take this to like pay per view where it's like October Dylan versus Grizzly Bear? Yeah.
Well, I did
South Africa.
I did fight a grizzly bear in Madison Square Garden. That is on my page.
I saw that. Yeah, that
is on my page. Yeah. And you can see when I'm doing the
state of emergency.
Yeah, well, when I'm doing the ground and pound on the bear, there's people in the back and they turn and look. So you can tell it was happening. Yeah, 100%. It was not because I was smashing my fist into the canvas.
Yeah.
When they were trying to do an interview for ESPN, it wasn't because of that. It was because I was hitting the
actually hitting a bear,
and I did not get in trouble for that at all.
That's fine. Yeah,
I mean, who watches ESPN anymore anyway? Pretty much just basketball fans
or baseball. And that's
not it. Nah, that's not ESPN.
Really? What is it on? No,
I think only basketball is on ESPN anymore. Shit.
We don't even get ESPN in Canada.
What?
It's called TSN.
Oh man, is it like
I don't really
team sports network.
Something like I have no idea what it stands for.
Watch Team Sports Network.
I watch the hockey on that. That makes sense.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. That's about it. Okay. Everything else,
oh, it's the Sports Network.
Oh wow, they sports went network. With the.
It should be the Sports
yeah.
Network. Yeah. You know what I mean?
How do you say Z?
Z.
Okay.
In English, get your foreign languages. What it was funny because when I was in England, they do it too. They say Z as well. And the only thing that it never kind of translated in my head is I went to a zoo there and they said, it's a zebra instead of a zebra. And like in Canada, we call it a zebra.
Yeah.
But then I was like, wait a minute. If in Canada we say Z, it should be zebra for us as well.
Yeah.
And no, it's not. It's just in England. So
interesting.
Wait. So there's a D on the end of the letter. When you just say Z, it's Zed?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know how you add another letter.
Yeah.
Well, technically, they invented the language, so I don't know how.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, I mean, who, though?
Well, it was a mixture of
what? England's been invaded, like, more times than anybody on the planet.
It's a mixture of Saxon and native language mixed with Norman, like French. Like
that's
Norman.
Where they got it, Mormons.
Okay. Yeah, so it's it's French, Saxon, and it's like a mutt of a language, yeah.
Well, I know, and then everybody hates on the Welsh, but the Welsh were actually pure Englishmen.
Yeah,
we're from here. Yeah. You motherfuckers.
It's really easy to learn Welsh. If you want to learn how to type Welsh, just smash your forehead on your keyboard 8 times and it'll type a Welsh word.
Oh, shit.
That is have you seen that video of the guy that pronounces the longest town name in Wales?
Yeah. No. The sign is like fucking 20 feet long. What? And it's just like a foot high, 20 feet of just crazy letters.
Yeah, and the guy says it perfectly and you're just...
I'm going to have to look this up now.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, it looks like a bowl of soup.
It's ridiculous.
Bowl of soup?
Yeah.
Dude, I always love it.
It's
Dave's
58
the only
letters long.
Oh, God.
And none
two
of them,
alphabets.
None of them make sense. None of them need to be next to each other.
That's why...
somewhere in the middle, it's Willanti.
Okay.
Good.
That's where I... That's where I made the joke is that you smash your forward head on a keyboard 8 times and you will type a Welsh word.
Yeah.
The name of a town.
Thank you.
Oh, they got a sign that breaks it down for you even. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Damn.
I'm not even counting all this. It's like 11 syllables.
Yeah, it's too much.
Who did that? Like, why did they allow that? It's just like, no, it was
a joke.
No.
Yeah. Like they were drunk. And they were like, oh, you know what would be funny? Let's name this town this.
And it's like, no, we're not going to do that.
Yeah, Wales.
Think how much we have to, it's going to cost us in steel for the sign.
Or just like having to put your address in anywhere.
It's like, dude, I don't want to write. Yeah, could you imagine writing?
Not mailing town. It to that town.
Fucking
answer.
Looking at when they're trying to deliver a package. No. I'm not going there.
This is
isn't real.
Bullshit.
You're like, come on, man.
Please.
You only get 1 out of 10 of your packages. Please. Yeah, Amazon is like, fuck off.
I need those bed sheets, dude.
Yeah, come on, man. We don't have a Walmart. We don't have a Magic Mart. No. Is that what's in the United Kingdom, Magic Mart?
As far as I know, it's just like Tesco, Asda, Sainsbury's. Those are all
Sainsbury's. That's going on down to Sainsbury's, are we?
Yeah, it's one. Sainsbury's, I think, is owned. Yeah. I think it's owned by Target.
Oh,
wow.
Because they have a lot of the same clothes. Like, Asda's owned by Walmart.
That would make sense that, like, England built something up and then the United States bought it and did it better.
Yeah. All the British people. You what?
You what? They did what? Oh, you guys got kind of a successful store. We'll take that. We'll fix it from here.
It's
you guys need to. You're still. Toothpaste has been invented for a long time now.
You guys didn't even carry it.
Yeah.
there's not a dental aisle. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We're gonna need to fix a few things about this shit over here.
Yeah, I've been to Will's twice, actually 3 times, and yeah, if you go into their store, it'll give you, like in Canada, we have a lot of English and French on the same ingredients or something in a box.
Yeah.
Yeah. In Wales, if you look at like, oh, there's a steak, and it'll give like the Welsh name for whatever it is. And it's like steak. And then the next word underneath is like this. You know, you go into the towns and yeah, every town name is just like,
jeez, dude.
Yeah, Wales is, it's different.
That must be why, you know, everybody hates the Welsh. It's like, dude, I just don't want to say anything around you.
I'm lost. Please help, lost.
Imagine a person is just explaining to you that they live in that town. You've been there for 10 fucking minutes. And that's all they're saying is, I live in...
on this street, this road.
Yeah.
This like,
oh God! What? Oh, dude, I've been.
You're making this shit up.
I imagine when cell phones used to pay by the minute. Like these people were bugged. Like trying to read their address to UPS.
Is this over? Yeah. Is this?
Let me get the billing. Let me get the credit card number. All right, now give me the billing address. Fuck.
Imagine trying to text on an old phone where 3 letters were. Yeah, on
the
each
T9
button.
Texting.
Yeah, T9 texting.
One dude, word
over.
You're over your limit. Dude, God damn done. It. That was one word.
Yeah.
Where do you live? I'm coming over. Never mind. I'll come to you.
Yeah. Dude, don't worry. Okay. If you can merge 2 animals into one, what would you create? I'm going with you first.
Well, we've already talked about this. It was a bear crocodile.
No, we did not talk about
that. Yeah, we did. It was with Matt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did?
Yeah. We went on for hours. About building creatures.
Matt's episode was 58 minutes.
And we went on for 3 hours about creatures.
I did. Well, you know what?
Yeah.
I blacked out.
Yeah, you did.
All right. Well, I'm back.
Yeah.
Better question.
Firecracker Farm hot salt. If you want to add a little heat to your food without changing the flavor, this is for you. With a super easy to use little pusher, you get the perfect amount every time. And it goes great on everything. Everything. Oranges, medium-sized blocks of cheese, an entire baguette, peanut butter, your child's favorite cereal, milk, not cats. So pick up your Firecracker Farm Hot Salt Pusher and use code PIE to save 20% on your order.
A lot of you may know that over the years, Evan Hafer gives me a lot of hell about my weight. And after about a decade, I figured it's time to do something about it. Now with Mark Wahlberg, one of the greatest men of all times, all over my gym, I don't lack the motivation, but I do lack the structure. And our next sponsor, the Fitbod app, is here to give me that structure. Since it's been so long since I've seen the inside of a gym, I don't know anything about working out anymore, but this app tailors the workouts to my weight and the target goals that I have. And every day it changes it so I see consistent progression. I'm now on day 8 of using the Fitbod app, and I'm already seeing results. So download the app and join me in not being a fat piece of shit. It's never been easier to get the results you've always wanted. Check out Fitbod at fitbod.me/timeforpie and get 25% off your subscription. That's FITBOD.me/timeforpie.
I'll get back to you.
Well, I want to see a.
Well, yeah, I guess we have to ask you.
Yeah, I want to, and
you can't pick a horse for anything.
Yeah,
we're not allowed to talk about horses on this show anymore. Yeah. We're not allowed to mention them. We're not allowed to say the word horse. No more horse.
Well, I was going on the lines of a rhino front with a shark back, and have that underwater, and instead of like it's not like Jaws where it jumps up and bites you.
Yeah.
It just.
Ram. Oh, it sinks sends ships. You into
yeah.
It's like the U-boat of the ocean.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
that'd be cool.
Dude, I don't know how boring it would
teeth,
be.
Sharp teeth?
Does it still have rhino front legs?
Yeah, it should get two front legs. It would look really funny with the back going like this and the front going.
Yeah, where the front legs are just bent.
Yeah,
forward, like it's
just like wee.
Yeah,
it just looks majestic.
Yeah. I'm going to create that.
Small or big eyes.
He's got to have small eyes. Right, that's they're half the fun. That's half eyes. The fun with rhinos.
Yeah,
there's. I know a guy from South Africa, and he was saying that rhinos. I don't know how true this is. I never verified it. But he says rhinos don't like fires. So if you're out in the bush and you start a fire, he said the rhino will come over and stomp out the fire and then just leave. But if you light another fire, then it'll get pissed off at you. Like it gives you a nice warning, apparently. I don't know.
That's funny.
I don't know.
I wonder if they know because, like, if they catch fire, it catches
that's,
fire.
That's, yeah, that's yeah. what I think it is.
Like, no, so no. they're like, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think
yeah.
so.
And they probably, like, can like, a rhino.
It's all flammable. We're in Africa.
Yeah.
We only have one water pit, and it's full of crocodiles.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm the only one that can drink because my face is made of steel.
Yeah. Can a rhino even burn?
Probably not.
Probably not, dude. Yeah.
You've touched one.
Yeah. I was pitting the heck out of that one, and. I don't think fire's getting through that, dude.
Nah.
That was rough stuff.
No, it's fire retardant.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So like that guy
walk over and stomp on it. Like,
yeah, what do you do? You can't do anything.
Has well, I mean, ever I tasted just rhino
it.
Meat?
I've never.
I'm sure there's poachers. Poachers probably for sure eat it.
I wonder what it even looks like.
I don't know.
Is it gray?
I don't know. I guess I'm sure the meat's blood probably gray? Still red.
Is there blood like black gravy?
No, I think that'd be hilarious. Rhino oh, God,
let's not even get
like
started on Gravy Boy over here. You had gravy for four straight meals.
Yeah, it was great. We all did.
You had a lot.
Yeah. The whole family did.
You had a lot.
Yeah.
You had more than the three of us combined.
No, that's not real.
Yes, it is.
We were all
you had gravy on your pancakes.
Oh, that sounds so good.
No,
why didn't I have gravy on my pancakes?
We had gravy
on
those
waffles. That sounds interesting.
There was with gravy on your biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
You had extra gravy. You had them bring in a third round of gravy.
Because we all had gravy. There was none left. You guys eat anything like that up there?
No, just... baby seals.
Oh.
Yeah. Is that like what most of your meat is baby seals?
It's literally just seals and penguins.
Like seal veal.
So like when you go into the grocery store, it's like there's a seal aisle.
Yeah, no, there's no meat at all. There's no meat. Mm. Just 100% seal and penguin, which actually penguins imported. They don't even live in Canada. So and just so many people believe that they do that we decided, well, hey, we might as well just get some. Yeah. Actually, I'll tell you a funny story. I had this kid that I was friends with who was not friends with me after this. And
those stories are always the best.
Yeah. We we only knew each other from Xbox. And I was in grade 10. He was in grade 8. And he said, hey, I'm doing this project. He was American. He said, I'm doing this project on Canada. And I have to pick an animal to do a project on and present it in front of the class. So, okay, we'll do the Alberta woolly rhino. And he's like, oh. What's that all about? I gave this whole like lore of the Alberta woolly rhino, and he just went full on. He presented it in class. He got so mad. He sent me a voice message like, they all laughing at me. Like cry. I was like, oh no, I didn't think you'd actually present it. But you know, whatever. If you're that silly, then you deserve it. But.
Yeah, come on. Dude, I mean, who cares? Like even if they laughed, I'd be like, whatever. I talked to a real Canada person.
Yeah, exactly.
Real this is real. Yeah. The teacher, you're a dumbass.
You don't even know anybody.
Yeah. You don't know where Canada is. I talked to the guy that's the expert on the Alberta woolly rhino.
Yeah.
You didn't know? Not my fault. The encyclopedia only goes to W.
Yeah.
You damn teacher, you have no proof. You just have theories.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're stupid.
Yeah. Oh, man. That was, it was worth it. it was worth it for the story. I'm sure that didn't affect him getting into college or university at all. I mean, it's grade A, it's a joke.
Yeah. Someone, if anybody listens to our show that's in high school, which you shouldn't, this is definitely
If you're trying to learn.
A 21 and up show.
Yeah.
But I mean, I want to write somebody's report for them that they have to give in front of a class. So if there's someone that has a teenage child.
Yeah, if someone's got a public speaking class they're trying to get through in high school.
Or if you listen to the show and you're a grown adult and your kid is in high school and you want to allow me to write their project, please comment on the video.
Yeah, if you got a stepson, it's kind of like
It has to be something that they have to present. Although even something that you have to submit to the teacher is pretty funny too.
Yeah.
Because nothing's funnier than, like, there's an old website when Flash websites were essentially YouTube called Homestar Runner.
And Strong Bad.
Strong Bad. Yeah. And Strong Bad did English paper. Yeah. Where he wrote, like, somebody emailed him and asked him if he could write him the English paper. And Strong Bad writes the English paper and he then throw in a couple diagrams. And the diagram was eating one battery, eating five batteries. And it was a mouth just full of five D-cell batteries and a little bit of money. And he taped money to the back page. And he's like, now you have an A. like I want to do that. Yeah. I want to make really fucked up diagrams too. Like, hey, see figure one alpha. They're like, what the fuck is this?
Wow.
Like, you go to the office. Go to the office right now. Where did you get this paper? Amazing. This is what definitely was not AI.
It was JT.
It was written like shit. But the contents of it is what you are being expelled for.
How many knuckles fit in your butthole?
Two diagrams showing like how to fit your whole hand in your
ass. Or your pointer finger in your entire urethra.
How to do
how
it.
How not to get it stuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, some twist. Some poor viewer's kid's about to just
they're gonna kick out of school.
My son's got a project. I'll be like, I'm on it.
Also, just to hit it, you know, today's Dave's birthday.
Well, so, the show is probably going to air in like 3 months.
Well, still.
Dave's going to be like way old then.
Yeah, he might be dead. Who knows?
Dude, but he might have eaten a sandwich.
If we could get some happy birthday Daves in the chat, that'd be
great.
Dude,
stop telling the chat to do things.
No.
I'm tired of the fricks.
They love
I'm
Dave.
I'm tired of the fricks.
So they're going to be like, frick yeah, happy birthday Dave.
I want no more fricks. It's ruining our channel.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is, because you just see frick everywhere.
They love it.
It's ruining it.
No. So, yeah. Happy birthday.
You're breaking it.
Yeah.
You're breaking the channel. No, don't say frick yeah.
Pour one out a full throttle for Dave.
No, we're not even going down the full throttle ream.
And give me a
but if you want to do any, if you're going to do anything on YouTube, and I'm asking you wholeheartedly with this, you need to go to Angry Cops' YouTube channel and just start commenting. Little boots.
Little boots.
Just any video he puts up, little boots. That would be great. That's what I want from me. What do you want? What do you want from them?
From people in the chat?
Yeah.
Please don't try and copy any of my videos in person. If you ever come across a bear or anything, just phone me.
Yeah, leave it to him.
Yeah, it's professionals.
Exactly.
This was filmed by...
Yeah.
Professionals.
Exactly, 100%. And it's not in a safe environment as well.
Yeah,
so, you know, you got to be careful when you do that. But yeah, don't try and copy.
This is like years of
what
practice.
I do. Exactly.
Yeah. Just don't be a hero.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't be a
hero. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's ridiculous.
That's good advice.
I think so too.
Yeah, 100%. Keeping people safe is what I do, right?
Yeah.
So who would I be to say anybody can do it? No, nobody can do it.
Well, I think you should create a website. Come with me down this road. I think you should create a website where you offer your services for between $20 and $30. It's kind of like Cameo, but instead you offer to consult students, whether it's grade school or college, as an animal expert for their reports.
I mean, to have my infinite amount of knowledge on the wildlife kingdom, it's going to be more than $30. Got to be at least $50 in a chocolate milk. It's not going to.
Okay, we can play with the price. I'm just saying. I think this is something you should open yourself up for. Is yes, I'll take 2 to 3 consultations a week over Zoom, where you will give your knowledge of animals so they can accurately make a report out of your findings that you've found in the field over the years.
Well, something that I wanted to do as a business startup is, I don't know if you've ever heard of like a gorillagram. Like you can hire somebody in a gorilla outfit to
do a message
message to somebody or whatever. I want to do an RKO-gram where you can pay somebody to go RKO a guy in the middle of the street or something.
Yeah.
That's $1 million idea right there.
It's like assault.
Yeah.
You can just like pay a man to assault someone.
It's a gun for hire.
Yeah. You are a hitman.
Like, I want you to suplex somebody. Yeah.
No, it's got to be an RKO. It's going to be called RKO Graham.
What's RKO?
It's Randy Orton. WWE is his finisher move where you just... It's like a neck breaker type of thing.
Oh, I thought it was like a certain something R knockout.
No. It's basically is.
Yeah. But, yeah. RKO is his name, Randy Keith Orton.
Okay.
Yeah. And it'd just be great. You just see it in the street. Oh, someone got him an RKO gram.
Yeah. And then you also like for an additional like €15, you can just pull out a brand and heat the RKO brand up and just stick it right on their chest or
while they're knocked out.
Yeah.
Why euros? That way they never forget. What happened?
Why are we paying in euros now?
I don't know. I don't know what currency they use up in communist land.
Yeah. We use the Canadian dollar, which is Monopoly money.
Oh.
It's very colorful.
It's got the queen. You guys have a queen?
No. We shared the same queen as England. Being in the Commonwealth.
Are you owned by England still?
I think so.
God, you guys are nerds.
I know. That's what I was saying. But I did.
Do you have any nuclear weapons?
I don't think so. I think the Canadian Navy is a paddle boat, and there's 4 guys, and they all look like the Trailer Park Boys. I think that's probably the extent of our Navy. But
and the two guys paddling, they're going the opposite direction. Mm-hmm. So like the boat just kind of loose.
And they have crossbows.
Yeah. You're not allowed to have guns. No, you can't do that. That's ridiculous. No. Okay. I took the money. I had some in my pocket when I moved to England with the queen on it, and everybody in England wanted to see the Canadian money. This one girl picks up the $5, whatever it was. I think it's $10 that has a queen on it. And she's like, oh, who's this lady then? And I paused for a second. I just stared at her and I was like, you got to be, you're messing with me, right?
Look
and
closer.
I said, it's your queen. She's like, what's she doing on there? And I'm like,
what's she doing on there?
Yeah, mom. Mom, we made a mistake.
British have such an attitude.
It depends. There's loads of different accents. There's like 20 different accents or something like that all over England. Yeah. The further north you go, the harder it is to kind of understand.
Still just attitude-y.
Yeah.
That's just mostly the south.
They think they're so much better, but they're like it's literally the barely like 25%.
Yeah.
In the grand scheme of things.
Yeah. No. As you go north, I find that people are a lot nicer. Down south, I don't want to bash on the south of England too much. But
as you go north and things get colder, like people have more important shit to worry about than being mean to their friends.
Yeah, exactly. But
it's like, oh, you're surviving out here too, barely? Let's be friends.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, the British just tend to... I mean, honestly, I'll take the British over the French. Fuck the French, dude. Pretty much this is what all you guys are. You're French.
That's only in Quebec.
I figured you would like the French.
Me?
Yeah.
Why? The French don't like
you love
the French.
Soup.
And?
They love soup over there.
That doesn't matter.
French onion soup.
Portugal loves soup.
Come on, dude.
Portugal loves freaking sardines, too. That's what I'm about.
You really like
I'm
too?
About Portugal.
Okay.
Portugal, the best sardines in the world are made in Portugal.
Sardines.
That is true, actually. I will double confirm that.
It's like the sardine capital of the world.
I had them fresh out of the water in Portugal.
What?
Yeah.
Like, that's cool.
Like they fished it out of the water. Yeah, like
and they
fished
just,
it and grilled it right then.
Oh
and then, like
my
the restaurant.
God, can
Can we do this?
Maybe. The restaurant.
We're going. He doesn't get to go.
What?
What?
I like sardines. I have cans of sardines, dude.
No, it's different. It's different.
I told you to buy cat bait.
That's not real.
Yes, that is.
You got regularly because I in hot sauce bait. And in mustard.
No,
dude.
No, you got all those flavors because I said I needed cat bait for right. Jackie.
It's time for you to put your money where your mouth is.
Okay.
Because 12 June 2024 in Lisbon, Portugal. There is the Sardine Festival.
Sardine Festival? Dude, we are going.
That would be pretty cool.
We are
cool.
Going.
It is,
I am
it
looking
is the bomb.
At the trip now.
That would be pretty cool.
Dude, we have to.
Yeah.
The restaurant that I stayed at was literally on a dock. And they fished and they pulled it in and then
straight
on the grill. Do you say Lisbon? That's the capital. Yeah.
Lisbon,
the
Portugal?
Capital of sardines, and there's a festival?
Dude.
Well, no, it's the
dude,
capital of Portugal.
Yeah,
that
to go.
Sounds awesome.
We have to go.
Yeah.
We're going to need a camera guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to the Sardine Festival. Time for pie, Portugal. Do we know any Portuguese like famous people that we could put on our show while we're there? Maybe. Do you know any? Oh, why don't you know any?
Cristiano Ronaldo and I are like this.
Who the hell is that?
And you don't know. Oh, my gosh.
He's a soccer player, right?
Yeah.
Oh, God. What? Yeah, who the hell watches soccer other than the world?
Other than,
other than like everyone.
Other than America.
Yeah. I've only been once.
I'll tell you what. Nice. If them Euros would put a motor on that soccer ball, we'd freaking son of a bitch and watch it.
That'd be up for that,
dude. You ever LS swapped a soccer ball?
Yeah, you ever LS swapped that ball, boy?
Dude, shit, this thing makes
open headers
stacks.
On that ball.
Rolling coal out of this thing, dude.
I'm trying to increase my footprint.
I meant to ask, so you guys can have crossbows and stuff. We talked about that.
Yeah.
Did they say like a limit on the size of a crossbow? Like, could you build like a large?
You could probably build an Alexander the Great ballista.
That's what I'm talking about, dude.
I don't think ones that
are mounted on castles and shit.
Yeah, I don't think there's a limit. We built a catapult for one of our one of our high school things.
You should probably build this giant crossbow.
Yeah, or like a trebuchet or something.
Yeah.
That'd be really sweet.
Yeah, dude. Just
the catapult that we built was just little.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, you can go full scale.
I mean, everybody needs to build a trebuchet at some point in their life. Like, we definitely need to.
We've got plans.
Yeah, we've been talking about it for a while. But a very large crossbow would be awesome. Like one that shoots like the fucking spears that you would kill a dragon with.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
It has to go through at least. Five people.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's going to go all the way through. Like,
100%.
Yeah, that would be the coolest thing to have mounted outside of your house.
It would.
Yeah.
Especially if it was on the roof, just aimed at the neighbor's house.
Exactly. It's aimed downward.
At all times.
At like your driveway or something. So if anybody comes in, you know, you don't know, you run up to the giant crossbow and you're just like ready. Because that's terrifying, dude.
Yeah,
like a gun is scary, sure. But if someone's giant fucking 12-foot
just
wingspan on a crossbow and you're just like ready, that's blowing through a whole car, man. Like you're.
Oh, dude, you're
like,
taking everything out.
Fuck. Like,
dude, that's the thing. If somebody's like having an issue with their HOA, they should build a trebuchet and just aim it at the president's house. Be like,
yeah.
Listen, hey, this is legal. This is legal. I mean, I don't know how sturdy that rope is. That's a huge flaming rock. You want
to
complain about the flag in my yard?
Don't ask me how I got this rock to burn.
Yeah, don't ask
me. But it's on fire.
We soaked it in gasoline for 24 hours.
I would run like a propane line to the rock. So it's just
always
on
fire.
And you're just like looking at your fucking HOA president like that flag can stay or I don't know how much that rope deteriorates. You know, if the flag can stay, you know, the trebuchet stay, the wheels might move it to a different location. But right now that location, and it's just right there.
Yeah, I'd imagine that it would be terrifying, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
I've been shot by, I had like full vest, like it was just like a little 60-pound drawback with no arrow tip on. Yeah, I just was kind of curious. Sure,
yeah.
Felt like I got punched in the chest by a telephone pole. So I'd imagine that a full-on ballista.
Yeah, like this thing, like the tip of this thing is like it's a log.
Oh yeah,
they're launching huge, a log. Spikes. You're literally, unless I mean, because you can build the metal ones that are like very scary, But if you want to, you know, save a little bit of money, it's just a sharpened log that you're launching.
No, you need a steel.
Yeah,
you
steel sure. You want that. Those.
It needs to look intimidating.
Because that'll go through an engine.
Oh god.
You gotta have like like shark teeth, like a shark jaw or something like that. And at that velocity, you don't even need to have a point. You could have any sort of it's just shape. It's gonna go through no matter what.
It's
for bonus points. You just carve a dick tip into it.
Oh.
They do that. There was a lot of African weapons with Zonde warriors where they would put genitalia as their like weapon they went to war with. What? You just type in Zonde weapons.
Yep.
And there's
like, so let's imagine that, you know, neighbors get in a dispute in a neighborhood, whether it's a neighborhood person in the HOA, whatever, mm-hmm. their president, and that guy constructs a trebuchet and waits to watch, you know, the president and his wife leave for work, house is empty, and he spends all day just demolishing their house with a trebuchet and rocks over and over and over again. What do you charge that guy with?
Well, destruction of property would be the biggest
one. Okay, there's one.
For sure that.
But,
that's the easy answer.
Yeah, that's the easy answer. I would like a law professor.
What, like lethal or a law force? Something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but,
like,
but if you proved you knew that the house was empty.
Yeah.
And then you just destroyed their house with a trebuchet. Yeah.
Definitely destruction of property.
Yeah. Yeah, but how funny would that be? Like, they come home, your house is in fucking pieces, like, and it's just rocks
in half, boulders laying everywhere.
Just everywhere, like what? And then, dude, if he was able to like deconstruct the trebuchet and hide it, like
you just make it roll like it away on logs.
Yeah. Well, like even if they had even all of our cameras, like. We would have no clue that, like,
I wouldn't even be mad.
Destroyed by rocks falling out of the sky.
Yeah, because if they came from above, you would never know.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. What if you didn't, like, disassemble the trebuchet? It's just sitting there. It's like, well, what's that? That's a pergola.
It's a pergola.
I wouldn't even be mad if I just came home and saw my house like that, and then I would check the security cam. There's like five dudes with these logs on the ground, like rolling a trebuchet into position and then firing it and then rolling it back out.
And then they just deconstruct it and hide it in the woods.
Yeah, the cops would be like, would you like to press charges? No. That's quite all right. Cool. That was actually, super cool. Like,
man, I
was an honor.
I really fucked up at that point.
Yeah.
I was such an asshole that someone built a trebuchet and
I should
my
not
house.
Have peed on that guy's car in the Renaissance parking lot. No,
man, not at all. I'm really just.
That's
I'm
the
really,
best part of the Ren Fair.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I really just want to build these things now. I really want to build a trebuchet and a large bow.
Oh, so you decide this the day that we're getting rid of the wood pile?
We're getting rid of the wood pile.
The wood pile's gone.
Oh, that's my favorite pile. God, I'd spend
such a
hours
liar.
Out
you're
there,
a little
dude.
Liar. You've never spent a
out
day
there at that wood pile every day, dude.
This is not your favorite pile.
Bugs.
You've never been anywhere near that wood pile.
I'd lift wood and look at snakes.
No,
and
you
stuff,
do not.
Dude. It was cool.
You've never been anywhere near
I was
there.
Out there.
You haven't
every
spent
day,
a
man.
Second there. You haven't
you
touched
don't
it.
Know what I
and
do
it
with
the
wood pile?
You well, if you spend so much time at the wood pile, why didn't you clean it up?
Because that's where the animals live, and I like watching them.
They can live in a neat stack.
No, they can't. It's not as fun for them.
That's not true. You don't have that data.
No, if you stack them, then there's no little cracks for them to go in.
There's plenty of cracks. No, what ain't straight? Yeah.
Think of the scorpions.
Yeah, man, there's scorpions. There's possums. There's worms. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of fun stuff living in there. But yeah, we should definitely build these things. I'm really wanting to have a large bow now. What is that called? That's called something. It's not called a bow.
It's like a longbow, isn't it?
No,
it's called.
Are you talking about the?
Like yeah, the giant.
Oh, the
bow.
Dragon killer.
It's a ballista.
Yeah, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Ballista. Okay. Yeah.
Ballista.
Yeah.
It's like ballistas are made with the thing that winds them up. I think it was horsehair they used, and it
dictionary.com on ballista is like huge bow,
gigantic butt murder
like,
bow,
murder bow. You're like, oh, that was what
that's
I was
it.
Looking for.
That was literally like the first ever artillery.
That's so
was
cool,
a ballista.
Man.
Yeah, you could launch that. Imagine being the first people to discover that the enemy had whatever that was.
Artillery.
You used to be sitting there getting ready.
Giant log, kill a horse.
The Huns or whatever, like they would attach a chain to it and fire two at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the
so
cannons?
Yeah.
So it would cut people in half. Like they would fire them flat.
Can you imagine? Yeah, dude, just like going to war and then you just watch like a whole regiment just get cut in half by chain missiles.
And yeah, telephone pole flies
through the air. Yeah, telephone pole flies through your horse.
I don't
want to
do this. What the fuck? I don't want to do this anymore.
You're talking to Lancelot, your commander, and his head just gets clean off and you turn around and it's in the tree somewhere.
Oh, we should go back. Yeah. I don't think we want to do this war anymore.
They've harnessed the power of the gods.
Yeah, something scary is going on. Yeah. What is that? Yeah, dude, it'd be terrifying. These guys know magic or something.
Oh God! Like, and how many battles do you think were just completely fucked up by one side that was outnumbered like 10 to 1, but like whoever their king was like, no charge. So like, are you sure? Gonna get fucked up? Like,
dude, I'm the king.
I'm the king. Like, no,
we never give up. We're all gonna die.
Yeah, this is pointless. You're just getting rid of us at this point.
He's just want us to die, right?
Yeah. He's like, because there's only one more pig left back at camp.
And you guys are really stinky.
There's no more food.
Our wages are up. Like, you owe us in 2 days' time. What are you making us do this?
Did you get paid?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Back then, yeah, you would have had to. Yeah.
Accounting says you have to attack today.
Yeah. What? Hey, you're not getting paid. Sorry.
They have
10,000. Yeah, HR's not going to like this one.
You're just a pike holder that survived like 30 battles, but you're like, hey, you're like Milton, like I haven't received my paycheck. Like, you're the fucking frontline guy. Yeah. You're like the only dude that is alive since the start of this whole thing. You're like, I still haven't got paid.
Hey guys, has anybody seen my metal pike?
Yeah, okay, has anybody seen my helmet? My metal pike while I was... now I just have this wood one.
Yeah.
I do much better with my metal pike.
Yeah. Wife and children are like, dead back home.
God, the commander.
Yeah, like, I haven't been paid in 3 years.
No, some shitbag that somehow skipped the war just moved in. That's what happened in the new Robin Hood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just got remarried. Oh, he's probably dead. Time to remarry. It was kind of like it's Castaway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember? Oh, yeah. He just gets back after 8 years on an island. His wife's like, I just thought you were dead, dude. No, I have this new house.
Did you see a body?
New husband.
Yeah, she had new kids too, right? Yeah, she had like two little kids.
She's like, dude, it's kind of cool here. I don't even know who you are.
Like, she tried to bang him, remember?
Did she?
Yeah, no. She tried to get in the car with him and bang him, and he like turned it down. Yeah. Because they went for a ride in like his old car.
I haven't seen that movie in a while.
Yeah, and she like tried to put the moves on him, like kissing him and stuff. Just, and he was like, no, you've got this whole thing.
That's so weird.
Yeah, because then he goes and delivers that package at the end that he didn't ever opened. And then it was like a hot babe, and he ends up going into her house, and that was how it ended.
Oh, wow. Yeah. They shouldn't have ended it like that.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
They should have ended it with him like in the rain,
I mean, because that's how it was. It was pouring rain in the car. And then she tries to
I survived on an island for 8 years thinking nothing but about my getting home to my wife. And I'm looking at her house with her new husband and new kids. And where'd this fucking car come from? Look.
Yeah, Tom Hanks doesn't have luck with that.
No.
And Forrest Gump as well.
Brother.
Yeah.
He does have bad luck, though. Like, remember when he got stuck in that airport terminal for like 3 years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You need to go save that guy, Ryan.
Yeah.
He lost everybody trying to
do
that.
Yeah, and then Ryan didn't even want to be saved. Yeah, he's like,
Have you seen that joke where it's like the amount of money the U.S. government must have spent on saving Matt Damon? Because like the movie where he goes to space and gets lost there, he's saving Mars? Private Ryan. Yeah,
he's stuck on Mars.
Yeah, he's been stuck like three different places.
Dude, he was Damon in Interstellar too, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was
a dickhead. Yeah, he was the bad guy.
Yeah, he was a douche. Yeah.
The only thing that I pulled from today is we need to build a trebuchet and a ballista.
Well, I think the ballista is first.
It is.
I think a ballista is
probably easier.
Dude, we really should do that. That'd be a super fun video.
We know somebody that knows that how to build.
Well, we can always fly to Italy and grab Da Vinci's original.
Nate?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
We can go to Italy and just grab Da Vinci's original blueprints. He made one that goes on water.
Could download those. Yeah.
Well, he's got one. He had one that goes on water. That's like
a circle, like it looks like a hockey puck, and it's got, it's a multi-fire ballista. So as it's turning the water, it's firing these individual ballista, cool. And there's like 80 of them.
I know he did have, he like was the first person to make a tank, basically.
Yeah.
That tank he had that was really cool. And it was all like wooden and had, it was like similar. It was like, was a big round object and it was on land and it just rode and it had like guns mounted all the way around it. Yeah, he made all kinds of crazy shit.
Yeah, he was more, he was really advanced.
Yeah, he was really into fucking killing.
Yeah. imagine we just find out in like 30 years that like some kid got a hold of some app that let him communicate with Da Vinci and he just kept sending him pictures of all the shit that we have now.
Yeah.
Da Vinci's just like, oh, I'm drawing this all shit.
Right, fuck, I'm making that right now.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Shit, what?
A combustion engine? What the hell is that?
I'm going to fucking do that shit right
now.
And
then he's like, and then he's able to like text him. He's like, dude, how do I build a combustion engine? Kid's like, I don't fucking know, dude.
I would love, I've seen
the spark plugs, question mark?
Yeah, the one thing that I saw is a light show with all these drones and it was making like this face, and the face was talking, and they had giant, and then someone's like, I would straight up go to an Amazon tribe that's never just put that in the air.
God. Yeah, yeah, I'm your God now. Yeah.
Dude, that would be wild.
That would be. No, they would be like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, they would probably die. Yeah.
Like, get heart attack, man.
Oh, he's here.
Let's imagine here. That would be like.
There's actually an island off the coast of Indonesia that no one goes to anymore. They should try that there.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, why not?
Right. There's like 100 people there, yeah, right? And they're just yeah. still like
everybody that tries everyone. To go there, they kill them.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
As they should.
Yeah,
yeah, man. If I was shut off from the rest of the world, someone roll up on my island, I'd shoot them with a ballista.
Yeah, dude, that's the first thing I would do.
Yeah.
I would shoot a fucking 8-foot-long giant metal arrow through them. That's the first thing I'm doing.
Well, you hit the boat with a ballista, it's sinking.
It's gone, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, I want to build this so bad, dude. God, I want to shoot fridges. I want to shoot a car.
You can make a modern one. You put it on like a tripod with wheels and you take it anywhere.
In the back of a vehicle.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is going to be big. This is going
to
be good.
You got to wrap it too, black rifles.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll make like a legit one. Yeah, that's like, it's staying. It's here to stay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's parked in the back.
Yeah.
Well, you could like put it up on the balcony or something.
Yeah, yeah. Once we're done with it, we've got a mount for it in the truck, but we can take it into a few pieces and then remount it somewhere. So it's up on the tower.
We should construct your tower. Should we talk to Bob this week about?
Like, hey, we
were thinking about a tower on Caleb's roof.
You go ahead.
They're
going
to be
that.
Like, what?
Have it be able to be high enough where it can go, like, it can see the gate.
Yeah,
that'd be hilarious, yeah. Dude. Yeah. And it's just a giant crossbow. Because you'd see that from the highway.
Oh, yeah.
People would be driving and be like, what is that tower with the giant ballista?
Why do they have that?
Because you could aim at the highway.
We put a bell tower.
A bell. There's a bell that I can ring, and then I'm just like, boom.
Can we put a sign out on the road that says speed monitored by trebuchet?
Yeah. I mean, we should get that made.
Yeah.
What?
Regardless.
Slow, yeah, children at play, speed monitored by trebuchet. Yeah.
Speed monitored by trebuchet.
What?
Warning.
If you go too fast, a boulder just flies by your car. Hey, we warned you, dude. There's multiple signs.
There are signs.
Yeah.
And when they call the sheriff, they're like, did you see the sign? They're like, yeah. Well.
Fair warning.
Well, were you speeding?
Were you speeding? A little
bit. Yeah. Well, here's your ticket for speeding.
Why are we on the phone?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You're lucky you're not dead. Trebuchets are hard to aim. They are not super accurate.
Well, was the rock on fire or not?
Well, you can.
It wasn't on fire. It was a warning shot.
Yeah,
you can. You can.
That second one isn't going to be.
You can with the trebuchet. You can go out and get someone. Like you can fire one, and then once you get that calibrated, you just wherever it landed, you just put a white rock.
Yeah,
and
that's
paint it.
It's the whites.
Yeah, and then you figure it all, and you could have the highway mark. So then when a car goes by, you say E12, and then fire it at E12.
Yeah, you got
right?
your marks on the where the trebuchet is,
and we just keep different sizes of boulders up there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to shoot closer to me, I need a heavier boulder so it doesn't go as far.
You wouldn't have to get anybody to get rid of any future wood piles. Just strap it to the trebuchet and launch it into the
spears. Yeah. Just sharpen all the wood. Yeah. Just sharpen
all the wood. It's in the fucking
you could
driveway.
Do it. You could do a specialty too. You attach a parachute to like a case of like coffee and just fire it into the air and then the parachute activates and that'd be cool good.
Yeah, or a person.
Yeah, well,
Yeah. If the tower's tall enough, we can.
Dude, you and I should try and build a parachute.
I don't think I want to be a part of that.
Yeah, we could. I don't think I want to be a part of that. Come on, let's build one. I'll help
you build one for you.
No. Yeah. You get to test it.
No, I don't think so. I don't think most parachutes are rated for me.
You ask any skydiver, that parachute wants
like
to open.
Kitty backpack on your back. You're like, I don't want to do this.
I'm so scared. It's just got 12 trash bags sewn together.
I'm like, you're fine.
It's we're fine.
Tarp
dude.
From
you're
Home fine. Depot. Yeah.
You're going to do well. You're going to do well.
You sure?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, cool. Yeah. You call like a, you hear the sky, like professional sky. Do not. No, We're fine. He's launching. The chute opens into your
face. Because I'm just flipping. like cartwheeling through the air, and I pull it, and it's just all tangled up.
I just hit a tree.
Just hanging from a tree.
Wind knocked out of you.
It didn't work. I couldn't stop cartwheeling.
Just
so I told you to put your hands out like this. I couldn't. The cartwheels.
It flipped me too fast.
I was flipping too hard. I couldn't stabilize.
But that's it. The deploying of the chute is electric, so I'm like, it launches you, and I hit the button. It just. You're just wrapped in the chute, flipping, and you hit a giant tree and break it.
Yeah, and the tree breaks.
Imagine hitting a car, though. Oh, yeah. Some families on their way to town. Yeah, dude.
Kill the roof just of their car. I'm just
Can you guys
bring a fucking parachute? Yeah.
Can you guys drive me back? I don't think I can walk.
I'll live right up the road.
See that tower with the trebuchet?
That's my tower.
Yeah.
Oh god.
That's it. We need a ballista. We need a tower.
For it. Here's
that would just be so cool. Just the house, because the house looks like so good, and like the, everything's done now. But then also, oh, that's the tower with our ballista. What? Why?
Why not?
Well, just in case. Of what?
Of what?
Rhinos. What? Or
you know. Dear. Yeah. You all need right. A- well, if all our fantabulous friends want to watch you beat up animals, where can they find you?
TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Uncle Dijon.
Uncle Dijon.
Yeah. Yep. I have zero French DNA.
Yeah.
In my
you look a little French. Makeup. You look a little scared.
Yeah. I look like yeah. Yeah. Do not insult me.
That's good.
Do not that insult me.
We had a guy that used to drop off chemicals at work. He was from Quebec, and he goes, "Hello, where can I put the chemicals?" And every single time I'd go, "Uh-huh, right over there." Are you making fun of me? Maybe a little bit.
A petit tiny bit.
Oh, man.
What are you going to do? French aren't known for fighting.
True, yeah. The only French I've ever known is from Dexter's Laboratory.
Yeah. Dexter's laboratory.
You know, I like it when he says laboratory, though.
Oh, God.
So, you know, in honor
God.
Of him, I say it that way.
Little ginger omelet, kid.
Yeah, omelette yeah. du fromage. Yeah, come on.
Hope you get a flat.
Yeah. I'm going to shoot the ballista right at your house.
As soon as it's done.
That would be such a loud.
What the fuck? I'm like, and it's just you.
I'm waving.
Warning.
Hey.
That would be. Imagine the sound that would make.
Oh God!
Yeah, dude.
I mean, just if all the women are in the house, you just hear kloosh, boosh.
Yeah.
What now?
Man, it's got to make some kind of cool noise when it's flying through the air. Just
attach a couple of those. You know the Nerf footballs you can throw. Attach
it. Like
a
do it. Yeah. Little whistles on it.
Yeah.
So like,
oh yeah. Yeah, whenever we make the metal ones, we'll build a whistle into it. Yeah. Metal whistle. That way it's really scary when it's flying at you.
That's it.
Hell yeah.
We have our task.
We're building it.
Until next time.